This is Ozarks at Large. Last night, three of the first African-American men to play football at the University of Arkansas shared some of their playing days stories at the University of Arkansas Library, an event created by the Washington County Historical Society to celebrate the donation of historic photographs of Razorback Stadium to the University Library. Yesterday afternoon, a few hours before that panel discussion, the three men, Bryson Manor, Johnny Metters, and Dennis Dirt Winston, met with reporters to talk about being recruited in the early 1970s to the university. Bryson Manor grew up in South New Jersey and played for the Razorbacks in 1973 and 74 after first playing at a community college in Kansas. He was asked yesterday if he felt like he was a pioneer during his days in Fayetteville, when the number of black athletes was few.
Being honest with you, no. Because I was trying to get I was trying to do what I needed to do in junior college to go to the next level.
He says there had been racial tension at his New Jersey high school, so he was familiar with the dynamic. He says his immediate goals of playing football and becoming good enough to move on to a professional football career would have been damaged by paying too much attention to the fact that most of the people around him were white.
It was all about us trying to win as a team. You know, once you start playing team play, you ain't got time to think of black and white. You know, if you think of black and white and you're across the guy on the other side of the line from you and he's 6'5 and he's 280, you know, I think you need to get real focused real quick.
Yeah.
All right? So, you know, and once you get be a part of a team, It black and white don't even come into it. Is that, you know, I'm gonna have to do what I need to do in order to see if I can get a starting position to where I can play. So if there's a white guy in front of me or a black guy in front of me, it makes no never mind. I got to do what I got to do, and that's what it all came down to. Not only on the football field, but also in the classroom.
He would continue to play football professionally, playing for the famed Orange Crush edition of the Denver Broncos in 1977 that won the AFC Championship and appeared in the Super Bowl. Dennis Dirt Winston was a freshman in 1973. He became a star player for the Razorbacks and later one of the most popular players in Pittsburgh Steelers history. He's currently an assistant football coach at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. He says he recalls his days at the university fondly, though he does remember a culture shock-induced bout of homesickness.
I had a ball. I had a ball. There were times when I stood out on the balcony and said, they cried and say, look over those mountains and say, God, I wish I was back home. I was 5 hours in Arkansas from home, so. You know, and being from the Delta, it was totally different. When you passed Little Rock, you saw no more black people.
Yeah.
And I was like, God. And then, you know, but when I got here, I met a girl, so everything got all right.
Hey, girl, okay.
That laughing you heard was from a freshman teammate of Winston's and still a close friend, Johnny Metters. He, too, came to the University of Arkansas in 1973. From a small hometown in Louisiana. He says even as a teenager, he thought he was helping change things in Fayetteville.
I'll be honest with you, I did. You know, because that was one of the questions that I was asked by a lot of my people at home was, why did you choose the University of Arkansas? There aren't any black players there. Point blank, that's what they said.
There's three.
Okay, well, they still didn't count them, okay? Because all they could see was just one on the top.
Mars, Ivan, and Roller.
That's right. But, you know, my hometown, you know, people that not much on the University of Arkansas, it's all LSU.
Exactly.
Wearing that purple and gold.
LSU didn't have any black
players. Yeah, we're not going to even talk that because they could have had a black player, but they didn't recruit him. Okay, but anyway, my response to him was, no, there are not a lot of black players up there. But now there's going to be another one that's going to be me. And I informed that sometimes you have to look beyond yourself. I said, because by me accepting this scholarship, it's going to open up the doors for a lot of other kids who possibly wouldn't have that chance if someone didn't take the chance to go there. So I came in, did what I was supposed to do, which was to fit in, help out where I could, do the best I could, take my abilities and walk with it and let my image be seen by some other kids that is all positive, that you can go anywhere you choose to go and be successful at doing it. Just because you're in the quote minority when you get there You're not.
We'll hear much more from Johnny Metters, Dennis Winston, and Bryson Manor Sunday on the weekend edition of Ozarks at Large. That's Sunday morning at 9 on KUAF. The three men were in Fayetteville yesterday to participate in a panel discussion sponsored by the Washington County Historical Society at the University of Arkansas's Mullins Library.